The silence of a corporate lobby at 8 a.m. has a specific frequency. It's a low-humming, expensive kind of quiet that's supposed to feel like prestige, but to me it felt like an interrogation room. I sat on the edge of a designer leather chair in a skyscraper in Frankfurt, smoothing out a skirt that suddenly felt too tight, too short, too everything. I was 34 years old, a senior project manager with a track record that should have made me bulletproof, yet my palms were damp. I wasn't just there for a job interview. I was there to see if the ghost of my last 3 years had managed to take the U-Bahn across the city faster than I could. When you leave a company, you're told there's a protocol. You hand in your badge, you delete your browser history, and you walk out into the fresh air of a new chapter. They don't tell you that some people stay behind just to keep your seat warm with lies. I spent 6 years at Adler and Steiner. I gave them my weekends, my eyesight staring at spreadsheets until 2 in the morning. And eventually, I gave them my dignity. But when I finally walked away because I refused to sign off on a creative accounting maneuver for the regional director, I thought that was the end of the transaction. I thought the debt was paid in full. The interviewer, a woman named Greta with glasses that looked like they cost more than my first car, didn't look at my portfolio. She looked at a single sheet of paper on her desk. She didn't even look at me when she spoke. Her voice was thin, like a paper cut. She asked me why there was such a discordant note regarding my departure from Adler. She didn't say I was a whistleblower. She didn't say I was a woman who stood her ground. She used the word temperamental. She used the word unreliable. That was the moment the floor dropped out. It wasn't just a bad reference. It was a branding. In the German corporate world, we have this obsession with the Arbeitszeugnis, the formal employment reference. It's supposed to be coded in a way that is legally benevolent, but there are ways to scream through the subtext. They hadn't just written a letter. They had poisoned the well. They had taken my ambition and recalculated it as aggression. They took my precision and labeled it as difficulty with authority. I remember the last meeting with my old boss, Klaus. He didn't scream. He didn't have to. He just leaned back in his mahogany chair, looked at me with those cold, pale eyes, and said that the industry is smaller than it looks. He told me that people talk, and that difficult women find themselves very lonely in the job market. At the time, I thought he was just posturing. I thought my merit would speak louder than his spite. But sitting across from Greta, watching her lips curl into a polite, dismissive line, I realized Klaus hadn't been making a threat. He had been describing a finished product. I started to explain. I tried to use the professional, sanitized language of differing perspectives on compliance, but I could hear how it sounded. It sounded defensive. It sounded like the very temperamental ghost they had created. That's the brilliance of the brand they give you. If you fight it, you're proving them right. If you stay quiet, you're letting it settle into your skin. I realized right then that they didn't just fire me. They didn't just let me go. They had reached out from the past to make sure that even if I wasn't in their building, I was still under their thumb. I walked out of that skyscraper and stood on the sidewalk, watching the professionals in their crisp coats rushing toward their own versions of the cage. I had spent a decade building a name for myself, and in 3 months of quiet conversations and off-the-record phone calls between HR directors, they had turned that name into a warning label. They had turned my career into a cautionary tale. Workplaces don't just let you leave. They own the narrative of why you left. They curate the memory of you until the version of you that exists in the minds of others is more powerful than the person standing in front of them. I learned that day that your resume is just paper. Your reputation is the weapon they keep in the drawer, waiting for the moment you think you've finally gotten away.